In a huge backyard on the west side of Fort Collins, about 40 people are crowded together around a makeshift patio stage. It's a balmy 80 degrees, and two local bands, Marty and the Dads and Serpentfoot, are setting up amps, speakers, and various instruments for a special birthday show. For these two groups of musicians, performing in this provisional backyard-style venue can be a regular occurrence. These guys play shows in basements, backyards, and bars, and when they're touring, it's pretty much the same story. This is just one example of the do-it-yourself music scene that's existed in Fort Collins for a long time.
My name is Michael Ross, and I played drums in several local Fort Collins bands, including Serpentfoot and the Sickly Hex. The DIY music scene, DIY of course stands for do it yourself. Some people call it DIT, or doing it together, because it does take more than one person. But the idea is to bypass the traditional music industry in underground music. So it's booking your own shows, it's doing all the publicity and posters and flyering for those shows. It's bypassing generally having a manager and working with booking agents for traditional music venues.
Fort Collins, with its vibrant music scene, has the manpower to fuel a prominent DIY presence, but it seems to be struggling.
Fort Collins fosters the music scene in general, but less so the underground DIY scene. There are really good things happening. Drop-off Productions is great. We book shows a lot at house venues, and some people are really doing it themselves. But as a whole, as far as underground music goes, we're trying to build that ourselves.
Foco used to have a much larger scene that fostered DIY, so we know it's possible for it to exist again.
When I first moved here, there was probably 5 or 6 house venues and shows every single weekend in the summer, so there was a really good scene. But people move away, the cops come, things change.
Unfortunately, do-it-yourself venues have the tendency to get shut down for a variety of reasons, including safety code violations. Many of you probably heard about the fire at the Ghost Ship DIY venue in Oakland, which recently killed 36 people. After that, police across the country scrambled to inspect and shut down similar artist collectives, hoping to prevent more tragedies like that from occurring in the future. Rhinoceropolis in Denver was one of those spaces that was recently closed as a result of police inspections. But fluctuation is the nature of the game, according to Jimmy Conway. He's the creator of Drop-Off Productions, a concert promotions company that's trying to elevate local bands and bring more outside talent to the Foco music scene. I met with him on the front stoop of his house.
It's an interesting time and place because, like in Fort Collins, it's going to be very hard nowadays, especially to find a warehouse space or something that you're going to be able to have a centralized scene and something else, you know, that we don't seem to really have is like a centralized location where you have these people, these artists, musicians gathering. Again, you see pockets of it, but, you know, there's certain people that won't go into certain coffee shops for whatever reason because too many young kids hang out there or they don't like this or that about it, you know.
So what does it take to bring DIY back to its former glory? According to Jimmy, it's an equation.
You get those DIY scenes that matter, I feel like, when you have all the right people and the perfect recipe of people that are doing things, whether or not there's money involved, but they're using their skill sets and accomplishing goals, filming, making music videos, recording records, yeah, putting on shows, you know, and they're utilizing the resources they have and they're utilizing each other too as a resource.
The nature of DIY is in its fluctuation. And we see that, even locally. Ultimately, however, it's up to neighborhood people to build the momentum behind creative spaces like these. Because without the manpower, the creativity, and the use of that garage you're renting as a living space, this scene could flounder. At least until the next generation of do-it-yourselfers decides that the music is important enough to risk a noise violation. Or two.
DIY, in its nature, deals with change. There will always be underground music. There's always many, many bands touring across the country, even in small towns, all the time. So you will always be able to find new music to listen to, new venues to book.
For KCSU in Fort Collins, Colorado, I'm Elizabeth Tango.
pushing people to do better than they're already doing or like what they're doing, I think is also good. Constructive criticism in a scene. And friendly competition, you know. So it's all just basic things. And whether or not we're doing it or not, you know, I'm not a perfect judge to say. It's an interesting time and place because, like, in Fort Collins, it's going to be very hard nowadays, especially to find a warehouse space or something that you're going to be able to have a centralized scene. And something else, you know, that we don't seem to really have is, like, a centralized location where you have these people, these artists, musicians gathering. Again, you see pockets of it, but, you know, there's certain people that won't go into certain coffee shops for whatever reason because too many young kids hang out there or they don't like this or that about it, you know.